Okay.
It's crazy.
We noticed the change.
Yep.
You know, back in the day, you have the macho man. Ooh, a man, big ego. This is my house. I'm going to provide for the family. Blah, 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 blah. And we all know what happened. We all know what happened when the government stepped in, you know?
Yep.
With government assistance, all those things that makes it look like it's there to help you. People start taking advantage of it, blah, blah, blah. You got the assistance for the single mothers. You know, the Section 8, WIC, of course, food stamps. But you see what you have to do to keep that stuff. You can't make over a certain amount. If you have to Section 8, the father can't live in the home. I don't actually know the numbers.
Yo, you bringing this conversation to a whole nother level right now, my boy.
I don't know the conversation of men on Section 8 compared to women. I'll probably look that up. You know, in fact, I'm probably going to look that up later. But there's a lot of shit here to help the women. But if you look at it, if the women keep that stuff, one, you got to stay broke. Two, you can't live with a man. So if you have all this stuff helping you where you don't need a man, you're going to create a society that doesn't need a man. And who? Now, I'm not going to say what type of woman is on, you know, these things. I'm not going to say they're black, white, or what. I'm not even going to go there. But if you have a bunch of people on Section 8 with no fathers in the home, eventually, you're going to create a bunch of sons raised by who? Okay. So, you're getting all this free assistance. We all know the kids are being raised by the mother. A woman cannot raise a man. I don't care what no one say. A woman cannot raise a man. A woman cannot raise a man. Now, this isn't, I'm not talking about the people that were forced. I'm not talking about the people that were forced. I understand there's a group that was forced to raise their son by themselves. I'm not gonna sit here and not acknowledge them. But that specific group I'm talking about, the ones that get mad at the fathers and now this is my children and you going up and through court and all that shit. I'm talking about them. You cannot raise a man. Your sons are being feminine, women beaters, in and out of jail, the whole nine. Let those kids go see their fucking daddy. Yeah, we are now in an era where men are feminine. They are so feminine. It's ridiculous. They're wearing skirts, nail polish, different hair colors. I'm not against, you know, fashion. I understand fashion. But there's guys sticking their fucking tongue out in pictures. They are literally bad bitches in pictures.
Yo, that's good.
Tell me I'm lying. I bet they're literally guys with nose piercing and pretending they're bad bitches. But they're straight. They're straight. I'm not talking about that group, you know, that identifies something else. I'm talking about the straight guy.
Yes.
I'm talking about the one that identifies straight. And they have their tongue out in fucking pictures and pretending they're JT and Young Miami. And then turn around and says, this is my house. We're going to do things my way. I don't think I would want my daughter with someone like that.
No, not at all.
And, you know, you can't really blame them because you can't choose your parent. But at some point, it's like, it's so many of them now, and they're at the front of the media, that is ridiculous at this point. It's like, okay, you want to split the bills 50-50, and you want to be a bad bitch? I'm confused. How does this work? Yeah. am I tripping or not? You
you hitting it on the nail, my boy.
You want to be a bad bitch, and you want to split the bills, and you want her to respect you as a man, but you're fighting her for the mirror to do your hair.
That's crazy.
You don't even know whose nail polish this is. You're sharing nail polish.
Wow.
She has to pay for you to get your toes done. And don't get me, you know, that's another thing. Those motherfuckers, you got to send $10 every day. I didn't know that was a thing. I went on. Bro, there's really a group of men that there's bitches out here sending them $10 every day cash app. Send me $10, I'll pay you back Friday, and they never pay them back Friday. Like, that's really a thing. I swear to God, that's really a thing. I just saw that shit today.
That's wild, bro. That's wild.
There's really people out here living like that.
That's because the choices they make. That's them. And I mean,
when you say they, who? When you say they, who?
I'm not gonna specify, but
who was they? The women, the men, who?
Listen, they. They identify as they, and
the they people. You can't say that now because they are is an actual group now.
They hey, listen. I mean, if they want to identify as they of who I'm talking about, then they can identify as they.
So the shoe fit.
What?
Does the shoe
but,
fit?
It's the choices that you make. I don't care who you are. I mean, we can't choose our parents, and we are the part of our environment. That's those facts. We can't get out of that. Like, where you're raised, who you're raised with is how you become. And those lead to the choices that you make, because the people behind the curtain are the ones guiding you, puppeteering you to become the person that you are today. For example, you had, like you just said, you're forced to be in Section 8, right? And then you can't have a man living with you. So now you can't have a man living with you, and you have to keep working at Dollar General, Subway, McDonald's, or whatever the case is to not reach a certain cap. To not reach a certain cap. I mean, that's the majority of what it used to be and what it is. They have to, you can't reach a certain cap. You have to be under a certain amount of money to keep living in a home that's in a specific neighborhood in order to stay on Section 8 to live and not almost pay nothing for that house. Now, if you that's can't...
Crazy. You're almost paying nothing.
See, there's... Exactly. Exactly.
Almost pay nothing. And you know what? Speaking of Section 8, I know someone who's on Section 8. They stay over there in Miami Gardens. And I asked her, how much does the Section 8 voucher cover? First of all, the rent is fucking ridiculous over there. I'm going to say that first and foremost. Miami, yep. You got to do better. But then again, on the entrepreneur side of shit, you know, of course you would want to make your money. You got to make your money. And yeah, they're gentrifying the whole Miami. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's good, but I get it. It is. You, as a business owner, you're in real estate, you do not want people who can't afford your shit in your shit. I get it, but
yeah,
that rent, they need a rent cap there, like specifically just Miami. Broward too, because, you know, they go hand in hand, but they need a fucking rent cap.
There you is. Fucking
in there $3,000 for those fucking apartments.
On my route, there's a house, 5-bedroom, 3-bath with a pool, $7,000 to rent, my boy. To rent, $7,000. 2,500 square feet.
You got to tell them what kind of area that is first.
Predominantly Jewish. Predominantly. Very nice area. The average house, in the area probably goes for 800,000 to 1.5 million. And great people, great neighborhood, but yeah, seven.
Make sure you say that. Make sure you
$7,000 to rent a house. $7,000 to rent a house, man.
$7,000. I mean, if the houses are going for that much, I understand. Because who the fuck is going to pay $7,000 in rent? That's somebody's to quarterly. Rent. That's somebody's quarterly fucking wages.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're gonna want three times the rate. So that means you gotta be making that. That's they're that's like the fucking like that market over there, that area. That's like luxury car. We're only selling to millionaires. We're not trying to, you know, market to anybody that's watching TV. All the millionaires just know to come here. That's what that area is. So
yeah, exactly. I understand that commercial is a Rolex. Yeah,
but you know, and you know who lives in Miami Gardens. North Miami, Overtown, Goose, all that down south, all the way down to Hialeah. You know who lives there. And the fact that rent is that high, it says a lot.
Yeah, Bayside.
Bayside, yeah. Bayside. You know, they got Bayside and all that over there. I don't know anywhere in Broward that has like a Bayside or.
I mean, that would be like Fort Lauderdale.
I mean, Fort Lauderdale Beach is not like South Beach. Nobody flies
They're starting to make it that way. And you nowadays, especially because there's been, you know, the whole situation that's been happening down there on South Beach, especially during spring break, they're trying to move a lot to Fort Lauderdale because people are starting to complain. The curfew is strict. Like, It's bad, bro. It's bad.
Wait, so the curfew, is that only in Miami or that goes over to Broward as well?
I haven't heard nothing in Broward about it. I haven't. I'm telling you, it's all South Beach. It's all everything that has to do with the curfew or spring break or everything changing, people getting arrested even more. It's all happening down in South Beach. I haven't heard nothing in Los Olas. I haven't heard nothing about Fort Lauderdale Beach. None of that. That's crazy.
I have to look into that. I didn't know that. You know, for some reason, when I heard about the curfew, I thought it only stretched to South Beach.
Nah.
Did you know that's where everybody goes to spring?
Yeah, it used to be. Now they're trying to stop all that. Now they have a whole ad on Instagram and TikTok breaking up with spring breakers to tell them not to come here for spring break. Don't come here.
I'm not gonna lie. I hate those fuckers. I support breaking up with spring break. I fucking support because the $100 parking. Anybody who lives in South Florida, we're not driving to fucking South Beach. We're gonna take an Uber there.
The only time I go there is to watch the Miami Heat play, and to have to pay $45, $60, $70, $80 when they come. Just to go watch a game that I paid like $100 for. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And then you already got to pay the parking. You already got to walk down there everywhere. And I don't know if you're a scooter guy. I usually take one of those little, you know, motor scooters. Because I'm not walking anywhere, bro. Fuck that. I don't have it in me to walk everywhere. I might walk somewhere, but eventually that... You know that deep breath that kind of like reminds you, like, hey, you're getting up there in age? Yeah. That's going to set in at some point. Like, bitch, you need a mode of transportation.
Yeah, you need but a mode of transportation.
So I'm not going to pay that type of money for parking. Mind you, we still got to go eat. We still got to go to entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
Now you got to walk everywhere. You got to pay for transportation. You might have to pay for more entertainment.
Oh, man. Speaking of that, pause real quick. Bro. You just killed it because last night I just saw on Instagram they had Ultra, whatever they call it. Yeah, they had one. They have it in Bayside. And then they had a game at the same time and something else going on, and it rained. And guess what happened?
What?
It flooded. They had to shut down Ultra. They had to shut down all the streets. It was completely flooded. Mother Nature came in and said, you know what? Get up out of here. Y'all got to go. And now all those people that pay for parking to be at Ultra for the certain amount of time that Ultra was supposed to be, I believe, I don't know how long Ultra was going on for before it got canceled, mid-show, but they paid $100 somewhere to park just to not enjoy the whole show and leave.
Did they get their money back?
You really think?
Anything?
It's my
They got me fucked up. They got me fucked up. Boy, I'd have called my bank so fast. This is fraud. Fraud. Get it off.
I doubt it.
That ain't me.